At this point in time, the literature is quite clear in the non-significant role that third molars play in post-orthodontic relapse. However, less is known about the reverse relationship. How does orthodontic treatment affect the likelihood of impaction for erupting third molars? This was just the question examined by researchers from Dankook and Yonsei Universities in South Korea in the article titled, Effect of Premolar Extraction and Presence of the Lower Third Molar on Lower Second Molar Angulation in Orthodontic Treatment. For this retrospective study, patients presenting to a university dental hospital for extraction of their third molars over a 12-month period were screened for eligibility. The patients meeting the screening criteria of unerupted third molars were placed accordingly into either the control group of 65 patients who had no orthodontic treatment, the extraction group of 30 patients who had orthodontic treatment with premolar extractions, or the non-extraction group of 34 orthodontically treated patients. Anatomical landmarks were used to create horizontal and vertical reference planes on the patient's panoramic radiographs. Then, the long axis of the first and second molars were traced and the differences in angulation, as well as the relative angle ratio between the two teeth were calculated. The authors noted that ratios were used to minimize potential errors caused by magnification and distortion of the panoramic radiographs. Following their analysis, the authors found that the angulation of the second molars was slightly mesial or parallel to the long axis of the first molar in the control and extraction groups. However, in the patients treated orthodontically without extractions, the second molar angulation tended to be more often tipped distally. This led the authors to conclude that this may be an indication for pre-orthodontic extraction of third molars in adolescent orthodontic patients treated without extractions. And they state this is because the distal angulation of the second molars has the potential to increase the impaction of third molars and to render subsequent extraction more difficult. However, there are several issues with the study that limit the strength and generalization of its conclusions. First, the ages of the patients in each group were not reported, nor were the vertical or AP skeletal relationships of the patient population. As each of these factors could easily affect the space between the terminal molar and the ramus, as well as the direction of tooth movement during treatment, I feel that they specifically should have been included in the analysis. You can find the full version of this article by you and colleagues in the September 2014 issue of Oral Surgery, Oral Medicine, Oral Pathology, and Oral Radiology.